Greetings, hello, and V-Gates. I am your host, Dave Guerra, former member of Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, and I hope your summer 2013 is going well. I'm recording this episode on Tuesday, June 25th, and that means that summer began just a couple of days ago. Well, like 4 days ago. So, if it's good so far, then things can only get better. And if it's not, well, then let's just blame it on the fact that the Cold War is over. Or something else. You pick. Anyway, but listen, you know, speaking of things getting better, let's not waste any more time and get this BerlinBrigade.com podcast number 49 started. In this episode, I'm going to share some news with you, and so we're going to dive right into it. From the Berlin Brigade mail call, the first email comes from Bill, and Bill writes, "Notice that you have removed email addresses. Why?" And he's talking about the registry. Well, you might remember a while back we had some web server problems. It failed, and it was just around the start of the year. And it caused, when we came back online, the new web server had an incompatibility issue with the database, so we just had problems right from the beginning, so it was not functioning properly. So, you know, I worked, got the pages up, got everything back up online, and, well, no sooner did I get the registry pages up than I noticed the web traffic logs are just booming. It seems that the larger pages, the 502nd and the 6th Infantry pages, they were just being, attacked for data, really, and it wasn't kind of like an attack of denial of service. No, it was not that. It was more of like they were just harvesting the data that was on the page. You could tell they were just taking their time through there. And so that's kind of what was happening. So I did a little further investigation because we trap, we get stats. We get stats on who's coming in, where they're coming from, and where in the world they are. So, you know, it was being done by a couple of individuals from certain organizations. And the next thing I know, I get a couple of emails from some members of the BerlinBrigade.com that have their name on the registry, and they say that they're getting emails on the email account, or they're getting messages and from on their email accounts that they just set up only for the BerlinBrigade.com registry. And they're getting spams, and they're getting solicitations from a certain nonprofit organization to sign up and join them. You know, at that point, I decided to pull the email addresses from the larger page because they were the ones that were getting scoured. And sure enough, the data scavenging came to a complete halt. Now, I thought one of two things happened. One, they got what they wanted and left. Or two, they didn't trust the validity of the data they originally copied, so they stopped trying because the data disappeared. Well, after about a week later, two individual attempts to collect data began again. However, this time they got nothing, as the email addresses were not present. However, this time I was able to collect a little bit more data about where the attempted scavengers were from. And unfortunately, they came from addresses here in the United States. So right now, here's what I'm doing. Here's kind of the solution. I'm working right now to put something in place that will allow you to see the email addresses and not allow anyone to strip the data from the web page itself. So it's kind of, as you move your mouse, it'll pop up over there, but you won't be able to directly grab the data as you had in the past, copy and paste, or print it out. So we're going to work it out, but there'll be ways that you can still communicate. However, in the meantime, if there's somebody you're looking for, you find somebody, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and I will do my best, within reason. I mean, if I just start getting inundated with requests, saying, you know, hey, look, so-and-so, you know, this individual, this unit, this, can I have his email address? And then I'll just send it over to you. Why? Because they had originally allowed the email address to be posted up there. Now, this is not the first time this has happened, and I'm surprised they waited this long to start making themselves known. But, hey, you know what? I mean, some people are just too lazy to get their own email addresses and ask for them. And that's basically all I do. Is I ask and people put them up, and they entrust me to ensure that what I put up there is going to be safe for them and for everybody else that's looking. But unfortunately, there are unscrupulous individuals out there that will just take it upon themselves that, you know, they're entitled to that data and they can do whatever they want to with it. Well, you know what? No, that's why I pull the addresses for now. Hope that answers your question, Bill. The next email I'm a little skeptical about because, for one, it comes from one individual who's writing on behalf of another individual. Everyone, this is the 21st century. If you cannot write an email yourself, then send a video or call the BerlinBrigade.com hotline yourself. But you know what? Benefit of the doubt, here's the gist of the email itself. Someone is looking for an African-American GI who went by the name of Robert Jones, who would have been 40 years of age and while stationed in Berlin in 1961, thus making him about 92 years old today, or in 2013. So, I know it's a long shot, but if anyone remembers or knows of a Robert Jones who was based in Berlin in 1961 and was about 40 years of age during that time, drop me an email, dave@berlinbrigade.com. Someone is trying to get a hold of you. And the last message in the Berlin Brigade mail call comes directly from the berlinbrigade.com hotline. Conrad from Oklahoma City is looking for an old buddy or somebody who owes him money. I'm not too sure. I couldn't quite get that, but it's probably an old buddy. So Conrad is looking for somebody named Baskin Lee Master or Baskin LeMaster. Not too sure on the last name, but the way he said it was Baskin Lee Master. So if you are the individual that Conrad from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma is looking for or knows Baskin LeMaster or Lee Master, then please drop me a note. I have a phone number to give you. Hey, listen, before I forget, if you have not checked out the new Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory, you really should. And you can do that by visiting our homepage at www.berlinbrigade.com and then click on the blue box. It's kind of in the bottom center of that first screen. It pops up. It's in white. It's got white lettering, and the lettering reads, "Now online, the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. Click here to view the directory." It will take you to the listing of some great companies that provide some seriously high-speed, low-drag products and services. We have Berlin Brigade veteran businesses from Tennessee, Florida, West Virginia, and Texas covered. But you know what? We're still missing you and your business. So, you know, if you own a business, or with one, if you're just sole proprietor or a contractor, or you have 1,000 employees and you want to offer your services and products to the other members of the Berlin Brigade, then here's all you need to do. You know, you need to be there. And all you need to do is just click on the yellow bar that says, you know, sign up. Click here. Are you a business owner? Click here. Join up. And listen, and also, if you are in need of some great services or products, then this is the place you should be looking first. And I'm talking about the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. Check it out. I invite you to check it out. I expect you to check it out. It's, you know, one veteran, Berlin Brigade veteran to another. You know, we're here to help each other out. And that's what this is all about. That's what this whole .com was all about. To reconnect and meet new friends, reunite with old friends. And you know what? While we're in the process, we do a little business. That never hurt. Well, everyone, I'm going to wrap up this brief episode, and I invite you to call and leave a voice message, kind of like Conrad from Oklahoma City did, on the BerlinBrigade.com hotline at +1-413-274-4233. Also, don't forget, you can always send in your comments, questions, concerns, reunion information, and of course, podcast ideas or guest ideas to dave@berlinbrigade.com. That would be me at berlinbrigade.com. Now, if you want to get your message to the right audience, and the right audience being Berlin Brigade veterans and those interested in the history of the Berlin Brigade, then this podcast and the berlinbrigade.com website is the perfect vehicle for you to communicate with your audience. So don't think your reunion is too small, because, hey, you know what? When two or more veterans get together, it's a reunion. And you know what? That means it's time to celebrate. Heck, if you invite me, I might just show up. Who knows? So listen, aside from visiting the BerlinBrigade.com website, you can always stay up to date with the latest at BerlinBrigade.com by following us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/BerlinBrigade. Berlin Brigade's all one word. And join up, follow us on Twitter. Give me a shout out if you're out there and you're listening and you're already following us. Say, hey, I heard episode 49. You know, drop back some stuff. A lot of great stuff coming online this summer. We're going to have some fun. We're definitely going to have some fun with this summer, and, be on the lookout. We're going to do a couple of other little giveaways. Oh, 4th of July is coming up. Those of you that have received the 4th of the Berlin, the official BerlinBrigade.com 2013 edition of the 4th of July Independence Day card. It's only a limited few that got it this year, folks. And if you want in on the cards, be on the lookout. Sometime between now and October, I'll be opening up the mailing list. I'll be adding some new slots into the mailing list, so be ready. And that'll be for the Christmas 2013 BerlinBrigade.com Christmas card. So be on the lookout for that coming up real soon. And, well, now, you know, here we are. Lastly, I want to say merci beaucoup, spasiba, thank you, and vielen Dank to all the website visitors. I hope you have enjoyed your visit to Freedom's Virtual Outpost, and I do invite you to come back real soon. To everyone that's listened to all 49 now episodes of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, 49 episodes. Yeah, we got episode 50 coming up real soon. But if you haven't caught up, that's fine. Plenty of room. You can always listen to it on iTunes, or you can just go to the website and click on it and see if you can find the missing podcast. There we go. Kind of a little thing there. You know what? I kind of left this out for a while now, but you know what? We still have not found the keys to the clock tower. So if you've got them, parade season, well, you know, it's parade season time, and if we really need those keys, yeah, right, like it really is. But I want to say thank you for spending this time with me. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you buying the stuff from the BerlinBrigade.com commerce page, all that cool cafe press stuff. Got some new stuff on there, so I hope you liked it. Check it out on the Berlin Brigade, the main Berlin Brigade cafe press page. Got new designs, new logos coming up, new stuff coming online all the time, so be on the lookout for that. I do invite you, and I thank you for those that have made purchases. It goes a long way. In the meantime, I will say danke, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss.
Sergeant Major, dismiss the brigade! The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a Dave Gehrer production. Thank you.